Welcome to Fanboy and a Snob. I'm Chad.
I'm Chris.
And we watched
Der Untergang.
The Downfall.
Wer sind Sie? Dass Sie es wagen, sich meinen Befehl zu widersetzen? Jeder hat mich verlogen, sogar die SS! Die gesamte Generalität ist nichts weiter als ein Haufen niederträchtiger, treuloser Feiglinge! Statt Feiglinge! Verräter, Versager! Die Generalität ist das Geschmeiß des deutschen Volkes! Sie ist ohne Ehre!
Jahrelang hat das Militär meine Aktionen nur behindert. Es hat mich jeden nur erschwichtigen
Widerstand in den Weg gelegt! Ich hätte gut daran getan! Von Jahren alle höheren Offiziere registrieren zu lassen, wie Stalin! Ich war nie auf einer Akademie. Und doch habe ich allein auf mich gestellt, ganz Europa erobert. Verräter! Von allem Anfang an bin ich so verraten und betrogen worden! Es wurde ein ungeheurer Verrat geübt am deutschen Volke! Aber alle diese Verräter werden bezahlen. Mit ihrem eigenen Blut werden sie bezahlen. Sie werden es saufen in ihrem eigenen Blut.
Meine Befehle sind in den Wind gesprochen. Es ist unmöglich, unter diesen Umständen zu führen. Es ist aus. Der Krieg ist verloren.
Okay, so this movie came out in what? 2004?
2004, yeah.
And boy, it was, I don't think they ever gave another movie this award before or after this. But in 2004, I think the world agreed, this is the best movie. Like, universe, like, the entire globe was like, yep, you win, best movie.
I would give it the best depiction of war.
It's the best.
This is Saving Private Ryan of the two yin yang.
The Saving Private Ryan is the gung-ho American, like, we're gonna win this war! And then the downfall is, like, the Nazis being like, oh shit, we're losing.
Yeah. Hitler guy, maybe he's not all he was cracked up to be.
He seems to be moving troops that don't exist. Again, for the third time.
Hitler, these troops died. They're not there anymore.
Oh man, what a fucking ride.
Yeah.
You asked me weeks ago, you were like, give me your favorite movie. And I said, Der Untergang. And you watched the trailer and you went, no, seriously, bro, not just a Nazi movie. What's your actual favorite movie? And I was like, no, Der Untergang is my actual favorite movie.
To be fair, there's certain trailers that depict it
in different lights. Yeah. But then once you actually watch it, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whew. Yeah, this movie's heavy.
Heavy, heavy fucking, it's a ton of bricks, dude.
Because basically the movie starts out with what? Him trying to find his secretary?
It's 2 years. So the movie primarily takes place in April of 1945. If you guys know anything about that specific date, you'll know how this movie ends. Spoiler alert. But it starts 2 years before that, and Hitler is in his bunker because he opened up the Eastern Front war with Russia. Dumbest thing he could have ever done. And the Western Front, America, just joined in. So he's not exactly sitting pretty, and
so his troops are split pretty much going against two superpowers.
Two fronts. Not even Russia wasn't really a superpower yet. Russia didn't care about human life.
Mm.
And you saw, I told you a little bit about Field Marshal Zhukov, right? Where it was like, you get the gun, you get the ammo, whoever dies first, you know,
yeah,
just go out there and get him, you know, like, yeah, that was Zhukov. And then he was fighting fucking Patton, you know, so he was fucked, but so he's in his bunker and he's hiring these like young girls to be his secretaries, or not just his secretary. He hires Trudy to be his, but then Goering gets the brown haired girl, and not Goering, Goebbels gets the brown haired girl. And then I think the other girl is just for the generals, because she's always getting drunk with the generals towards the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why do you think I like this movie, Chad?
Well, you are a big World War II buff, you could say.
Nerd.
And I feel like this movie perfectly encapsulates like what it was like to be on the losing side of the war.
Yeah.
You just the desperations they took and everything.
You never see movies about losing a war.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a Civil War movie, but then it's like the Confederate soldier learns that, like, it's good that the Union won. Whereas in this movie, they're like, Heil Hitler! Up until they get fucking...
A few of them are like, hey, I don't think we're doing this good anymore.
Shit, they're coming. How many times do we see that?
It was funny you were mentioning that, because I was telling you, jump scares usually don't get me too much. They get me like, oh. But there was this one scene in this movie. Should we spoil it?
Yeah, we'll spoil it. So, because with no context, because I'm assuming either you've seen the movie, you know exactly what we're talking about, or you haven't seen the movie, so this scene will make no sense. But basically, the doctor's called to Hitler's bunker, and he's trying to get people to escort him there. So he turns to a soldier and goes, you're coming with me. And he goes, I'm not going anywhere. Puts a pistol in his mouth and blows his brains out the back of his head. And it's graphic.
Yeah.
It's not just like bad CG.
It was probably the most... There's a lot of violence, uber violence in this movie, but a lot of it is like background violence, you know what I mean? Where people will be talking, you'll see like limbs getting cut off.
And... Or like a guy will be on the phone and there's just a dude behind him with a machine gun. Like, fucking...
The only other headshot that probably was that dramatic was with a boy and his little friend guy.
Okay, instead of telling the plot of this movie, because anyone can open up a history book, let's talk about, this movie is all of, how many characters are there? Hitler?
Well, that's what I was thinking during the movie. I'm like, they have a lot of big actors in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, not big actors Hollywood-wise, but actors you've seen through the years.
Whose story did you like the most in this little movie? Who's like...
The little boy's was really cool, actually.
The little boy's story was bad. It was sad. It sucked.
Basically, the little boy, he took down two tanks.
He joined Hitler's youth, as all children were required, and he wound up getting put on a Flak 88 outside... What did they keep calling it? The main building, and they wind up switching the flak shells to anti-tank shells, and he took down two tanks by himself. But it's like, bro, if you only took down two and 40 more didn't come, that's the scout force.
Yeah.
So now they know you're there, and like the dad was saying, they're gonna come from all sides.
Yeah, his father was a World War One veteran, missing an arm. So he's pretty much like, you need to come home. The kid's like, nah.
And then the 16-year-old was like, he was like, he's a brave soldier, and he's like, what front did you fight on? I haven't had the pleasure yet, but I will. And it's like, dude, you don't get it.
You will
and
you will not make it, bro.
if a World War One vet came up to me and went, don't fight, I'd be like, yes, you of all people fully understand.
Is there any other World War One veterans I can get another?
The last one died in 2008. Can you fucking believe that? There's no more World War One vets alive.
That's sad.
He was a Frenchman. Fuck the French, though. They fucked my great-grandfather up. My great-grandfather was a German in World War One, so, you know, I got kind of a sordid history.
You had a grudge against France. I love France.
I love hate France. I respect... I like France up until, like, the 1900s.
Yeah. Well, that jump scare I had. I haven't had my heart skip a beat in a while, just because this movie goes from, like, total, like...
Calm.
That's, I wouldn't necessarily... It's stressful, but it's calm when people are just talking. All of a sudden, you see a dude just go... It's like, oh, fuck.
I there was a few scenes where, like, I knew, obviously I knew what was going to happen. And I would look over at you, Chad, and you were just sitting there, like, eyes wide open, like, pale white, just, like, clutching, like, protecting your organs.
Well, the thing about these movies is this happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, there are literally people in this bunker just killing themselves with cyanide or just shooting themselves or both.
The ending credits where we get everyone's story was fucking cool. I love how all the old generals are just like completely aware of the situation and just being like, it's fucking pointless. And all the young generals are like, no, we surrendered in 1918. We won't do it again. And it's just like, come on, man, you're all going to die.
And the fucked up thing about this is like a lot of people think every single Nazi soldier was a bad guy. But this movie,
per American propaganda,
it's not even that. They're like, I feel like a lot of them knew what they were in for, but they were just trying to help.
But you have to
ease the situation.
You gotta understand, dude. The Treaty of Versailles fucked Germany, economically speaking, and it led to the rise of the Weimar Republic, where all the photos of people paying for bread with wheelbarrows full of money comes from, because the Weimar Republic decided to spend all its time on art and science. No, straight up, look it up. The first ever like book on why it's okay to fuck kids comes from Weimar, Germany.
Ugh.
Yeah. Also, it was the highest concentrations of Jews in the world. Unrelated. So basically, Hitler, when he rose to power, he came into this country, this proud country of Germany, Otto von Bismarck, Siegfried, not Charlemagne, the Holy Roman Empire, Germany, you know? Fucking badass. And here we are paying for bread with our money's worth, and he just fucking rallied everyone together. He took Germany from a fucking, like, after World War I, Germany had to pay for every damaged telegraph line in Europe and North America. Meaning, during World War I, if a tornado took down a telegraph line in Oklahoma, Germany had to pay for it. Yeah, fair, right? So that's why a lot of these German generals were like, we're not surrendering again. Fuck that. They raked us over the coals. And that's also why Hitler was able to come to power, because he was a fucking charismatic leader. He was like, I'm going to take us into the, I'm going to make us a first world nation. And then he did it. And then he was like, I'm going to fucking fight the world. And everyone was like, fuck yeah, why not? Right? You did the first thing, why not do the second? That's where a lot of, and the way he talked to women with the locking of eyes, touching
Yeah.
of hands, he was very good with ladies.
I think he was the last superpower for like talking wise.
Ultra.
Obama was actually really good.
Oh, it's weird that we keep drawing parallels to Obama and Hitler.
No parallels, just saying. Obama was the last president.
Incredibly charismatic.
Because
Just a face.
Trump was a hit or miss, but Obama.
Trump was a populist. Trump reminds me of like Andrew Jackson. He reminds me of a Joseph Stalin.
But Obama like could capture people and do all that stuff.
Obama would,
Made us believe.
well, like, where we've all seen that famous speech of Hitler talking about economics. By the way, everyone says that's him rallying against the Jews. If you actually know a little bit of German, I know the bare minimum. He's talking about like raising wages and stuff like that, like actually good things that would most Americans would agree with. But he's doing it, you know, like being very animated, and everyone's like, "Ooh, scary." But it's like, imagine being like 15, like being like, "My mom can't afford food," and this guy's saying he's going to give us food, and he's like doing it though. He's actually giving us food. Like, it's 100% right place, right time, right person. Hitler, straight up.
This went about it the wrong way.
Yeah, the killing of the Jews stuff, like,
That was a little
I
harsh.
kind of get it. I kind of get where he's coming from. No, you got to understand. You got to learn about the Weimar Republic. I get where he's coming from. I mean, the Jews in charge of Germany at that point in time were not doing any favors for the German people. So I get why he was like, fuck the Jews, you know? Because,
He went a little extreme, though.
yes, he went a little too far. I would have done some things differently. That's all I'm saying.
A little less death, a little more political stuff.
Little more, just get out of my country.
Yeah.
You know, make Germany the 110th.
Not even that, just be like, this is Germany now, get over it.
Yeah. Well, he tried that, and then they did a bunch of revolutions and stuff, like Kristallnacht and all that bullshit. A lot of people like to say it was the brown coats, but some evidence points to the Jews. Just throwing that out there. Just throwing it out there. I'm saying, as a historian, I take every source as truth. And then you cross-reference, and then you suss out which parts they agree with, and then you go, okay, that's the truth. It's weird. History is really weird from like 1938 to 1945.
I don't know, man. A lot of the times when you see all that stuff, it's how much of it is hearsay? How much of it?
Oh, it's all hearsay.
Yeah.
Up until recently, it's all hearsay. Once we put cameras on every corner, it's all hearsay. And history is written by the winner. You know? It's why we like Genghis Khan. We think he's pretty cool.
It's in video games.
He was a mass murderer, rapist, genocidal maniac.
But I can play him in
But we can
Ultimate
play him in
Warrior,
Deadliest
Deadliest
Warrior, and he's
Warrior.
pretty fucking cool, you know?
One of the best characters.
Yeah, he's one of the best. My favorite character, I really liked the Doctor.
Yeah.
The Doctor character was so cool
He was an
because
honest dude.
he was like, he saw the potential the Nazi Party could give him in terms of education. Because let's be honest, Operation Paperclip proved the Nazis are smarter. You know, hey, Nuremberg trial, we're gonna kill everyone but the scientists. You guys, like, I know you did all that weird stuff, but let's build rockets. You know what I mean? So this professor was like, hey, if I join the Nazi Party, I'm getting the best education in the world, and I want to be a doctor. And then when they start doing Clausewitz, where they start burning everything, he was like, I'm going to stay behind because there's still sick and injured people.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the Hippocratic Oath, being like, I'm not going to abandon these people.
Which is your earlier statement of not every Nazi is an evil person. Sure, they got skulls on their uniforms, but they're fucking people.
The biggest problem with the Nazis is they have the coolest uniforms.
At first you were like, Chris, stop saying that.
No, I knew.
But
I knew.
Then like 10 minutes in when you
but
see
like,
that.
But like you're watching Street Fighter as a kid, he has a skull with the thing going out. And they're like, that's actual Nazi thing.
Not even the fucking like, just the like the trench coats.
Like I feel like Nazis were more of the super nerds who were like, yeah, Dungeons & Dragons, we're going to do all this stuff, magic and stuff.
Well, you saw what what Hitler wanted Berlin to look like.
Yeah.
That would have been so cool, though, if you got it.
Well, that's a problem we have. We like older architecture opposed to the skyscrapers. Yeah.
We love older architecture.
I like the columns going up and stuff.
I like them columns. I like them domes. No, I fucking love antiquity. So, like, it sucks that Hitler wanted to, I don't know. Berlin's a pretty cool-looking city, though. I mean, not modern Berlin.
Well, I feel like they could have done it without so much destruction.
Well, I mean, that's what Hitler said. Like, hey, this is good. They're fucking bombing the city to the ground. We can rebuild.
Yeah, Hitler definitely went to the path where he had no remorse for anybody other than the people that were devoted to him.
He thought everyone betrayed him.
Well, that's at the end. At his, like, prime, he was like, fuck everybody who isn't devoted to me. I am Hitler. I am all in charge. And all of a sudden, slowly, everything started to unravel, and he's just like, one person does something. He's like, if one person does that to me, what would stop the next person?
Hitler, he did exactly what every mediocre fighting game player does. They get that one combo where it works, and they're like, oh, shit. And then they try to push their advantage, yeah. But their opponent has already figured out, oh, he's just going to do the same combo. Blah, 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 blah. No, so Hitler's Blitzkrieg worked really good. He pushed all the way from Germany to France in like a year. Mm. And there was nothing anyone could do to stop
him. And I think that was more they didn't think that would happen.
Well, there's this cool... And you can put it... You can see it here. Type in the Maginot New York Times comic. The Maginot Line. So the Maginot Line was France fortified all its borders along this forest, but left the border with Belgium completely open. Because why would Hitler move his troops through Belgium? Come on, it's Belgium. You know? They want to attack France, so they're going to go through the forest and hit our giant wall. And then Hitler went, I'm going through Belgium. And just went through Belgium and went around the Maginot Line and just decimated the fucking French forces.
Because then he kind of trapped himself in there, though.
What, in France?
No, in Belgium.
No, he didn't.
Did they all fall in Belgium?
No, Belgium put up like a 2-hour fight.
Mm.
So did Poland. Poland put up like a fucking 30-minute fight. They've tried to fight tanks with horses. Which I respect. Because if you know the history of the Winged Hussar, you know why they're fucking badass. So I get it. I get why they were like, hey, Venice happened 300 years ago. Let's try it again. You know, I get it.
What do you think of the acting in this movie?
Perfect, perfect. Best acting I've ever seen. And I know it's in a different language, so like I can't see the subtleties where they flub lines.
We're talking about South Korean movies.
Yeah. But I know a little bit of German, and my grandmother was German, my great-grandmother was German. They spoke German to each other all the time. I know what German sounds like. I grew up German. I get it. Like, I didn't really feel...
Even not understanding the language, the mannerisms of the actor.
Let's talk about Bruno. Who did Bruno play?
He played Adolf.
Now, did he play Adolf or was he Adolf?
It's like you said, he died like a few years later.
He died like, I think, a year or two after this movie.
Yeah. Like, imagine playing a character like that, knowing what they did and having to get in that mindset like he did. Because he did it.
He was Hitler.
Yeah.
Just the... You know, like
that, just the mannerisms, like the seeing how like more like twitchy he got, the more hunched.
Do the three-fingered eyeglasses takeoff thing that he did. That was slower than that. It was more like, and then he like, or when Speer tells him he broke all his orders, and you see him like rubbing the pencil, and then he just. fucking breaks it and throws it on the floor, and he's got the single tear. Oh, and the constant, like,
yeah,
you know, oh, ah,
he
best.
Was he in a lot of stuff? I know
prior, yeah, a lot of European films.
All right.
We've seen him in stuff, and we don't know it.
It's just like, it's insane, like, how you could study somebody and get them that perfect.
I don't want to draw parallels, but it's a lot like when Daniel Day-Lewis played Lincoln.
Yeah.
Where, but like Daniel Day-Lewis's Lincoln, I didn't see Daniel Day-Lewis. Bruno Ganz's Hitler, I don't see Bruno. I see it, you know, like.
That's a Daniel Day-Lewis thing. He just kind of.
Yeah, he's method as fuck. I think Bruno was method as fuck too. Can you imagine Bruno walking around for like a year pretending to be Hitler and just getting into trouble?
He's being super charming to everybody.
Dude, he was so good at doing the charm. That's what people don't understand about Hitler. He was a charming.
I think that's what people mostly understand, why people
he
fell for him. Because he was
his full attention.
No, but the thing is, he would go super smooth into it. Then he would get slowly rise up into the
anger. Ah, blah, blah, blah. And then towards.
And that's what people are like, fuck yeah, dude.
They would get, but then he skipped the smooth towards the end and was just going straight to anger. And that's
where the desperation was.
Dude, I love the part where he starts insulting the military, and then that general's like, I cannot permit you to make fun of the military. And he's like, fuck you, you know? And he's just like, sir, I cannot permit you to say that about our armed forces. And he's like, our armed forces are traitors. And he's like, that is treason. And you know, like,
it's better to be like, if the weak died. No, all the strong have already died. Now we just have the weak and feeble.
Yeah, the weak and feeble are left. What is Germany but weak and feeble? They should all die.
Like, that was like.
And then Goebbels is like, you're right.
And that's where like half the room was like, fuck. And half the room was like,
fuck. Yeah. Oh, Goebbels and his wife. That scene.
Yeah, it's the scene with the head propaganda guy, right?
Josef Goebbels.
He's the head. He's pretty much the one that was
minister,
like
minister. He basically runs Biden. Let's draw a parallel. He's the head of Biden's Ministry of Truth, because you know how Biden just made that. It's almost like
but kind of shut up.
Biden's kind of like a Hitler. Anyway,
he is pretty much the guy that did all the Hitler Youth stuff, got all the propaganda.
No, he didn't do the Hitler Youth stuff.
I thought he was them too.
Nope. Nope, he was not Hitler's Youth. He came up with the idea for Hitler's Youth, but Hitler's Youth was like the Boy Scouts.
Was he the one that was like the propaganda posters?
He wrote The Poisonous Mushroom. And he didn't direct. Actually, the first female director in history was a Nazi director who directed The Triumph of the Will, which is a Goebbels production. So he was all about. He was Hitler's image guy.
Mm. But him and his wife.
He was Hitler's sake. Pretty much, right?
Shut up.
It's the truth. That's like saying he was Trump's press secretary was. You know, he was the press secretary. Yeah. His idea was to, his role was to spin everything into an anti-Jew, pro-Nazi bullshit. Which he did an amazing job. When he would
He did it so well, his wife just fucking
100% believe. And on top of that, like the few scenes where he, like when he was reciting his will, which we know it's his actual will, dude was eloquent as fuck. Dude knew how to speak.
You have to be if you're writing these things for Hitler.
Did this movie make you like Himmler?
Himmler's a weird.
He's a weird guy.
It's like, I feel like he was for Hitler until he found out.
He was on board with the Hitler train until things went south, and then he went, oh, fuck, okay, I gotta play this real now.
Yeah.
Should I? Heil?
I think he was looking more of a career than I'm hoping his conscience got to him. Or
I've read his biography. No, I've read his biography.
It's just the fear of failure?
I read his biography. He was like Hitler. He wanted Germany first, right? But towards the end of the war, he realized the only way for Germany to survive is to surrender to the West. Which is why he was like, do I Heil Roosevelt or shake his hand? Yeah. You know, like, he knew the only way for Germany to survive was to surrender to the West. Or at least the Germany he liked.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, Angela Merkel was in power longer than Hitler, believe it or not.
I thought Hitler wasn't in power that long.
He was in power for 16 years.
16?
Yep, Angela Merkel was in for 17. And Angela Merkel did arguably worse
for the country. I don't know. Hitler put a pretty bad reputation.
No, Hitler started a war, right? That sucks. But Angela Merkel destroyed Germany's economy. I love that picture.
I don't know. The German economy kind of got destroyed after World War II.
Right, but it got fucking boosted after World War I is what I'm saying. Dude, no other time in human history has economic growth been that extreme than from World War I Germany to World War II. Hitler somehow just fucking, I mean, through forced labor, but he figured it out. It turns out slavery is actually like super good for business. Believe it or not.
We don't condone it, but...
Believe it or not, forcing people to work against their will is really profitable.
That's why the U.S. did so good back in the day.
That's why the South was like, what the fuck do you mean? Don't you want to be rich?
Once again, we do not condone slavery.
Ethical slavery. I mean, we're all wage slaves.
All right.
Debt slavery, that still exists.
Yeah. I'm in debt slavery right now.
I have zero debt, and it's probably why I can't get health insurance or...
Why you can't get a credit card.
Yeah.
Same me. I don't... Same me.
Same me.
Do you want to talk about how they shot the film in general?
I mean, I don't really like shaky cam to begin with, but because...
This
subject matter is exactly what I'm into.
This isn't fucking Jason Bourne.
No. This is... But it's still...
No, because we were watching the movie, and... We drank a little bit before.
No. You thought that you were spinning out. And I was like, no, dude.
I'm trying to say, we drank a little bit. So I'm watching the movie and I'm watching it. And everybody's just like slow. It's not like shaky cam like crazy. It's just a little.
It's like inch a movie. Yeah, it's not as stupid as Blair Witch or like Battle for L.A.
It's like a real person holding a camera.
And a lot of shots are like peeking over someone's shoulder as if you're trying to see.
Like, the way they shot this is beautiful. And then, like, the destruction scenes where, like, that scene with the grenade where the guy blew up his family.
Goering.
And you see the... Then they have the other scene where they're all in the area having the party.
In the ballroom having a party. And I found this thing.
This blows out all the doors and
everything.
You hear
the explosion. The glass breaks, everyone drops, and then the debris comes in. Because that's how artillery works. It was so good. Like, the shockwave hit, and then the explosion hit.
Yeah, the film... This movie is priceless. Like, I don't think we're ever going to get a movie that shows the horrors of war.
What about the gunfights?
Gunfights are good.
Where it's just like, you just...
You never see them getting... You never see the shooters. You always see the people getting shot at.
Yeah. You always either see, like, a German guy behind cover going...
What you were saying, they tried to do their best to only make this movie on the survivors. There were the two survivors. There was the...
Well, three survivors, really, because I forget about Radio Man. There was the radio guy, the secretary lady, and then the door guard, the giant guy. Now, everyone says the door guard guy, the tall one, his story's apocryphal. That's what a lot of people...
I think he just exaggerated.
Oh, he definitely exaggerated to make himself sound cooler. Now, the secretary girl, her story is kind of airtight because she was recording everything. Yeah. And then radio guy, I mean, why are we going to disagree? He was the last one in the bunker.
This dude literally got told, it's over. What are you doing here?
Yeah, like, he was the last one in the bunker and they're like, why are you here? And he was like, yeah.
Single.
those two generals that we identified with, the two army generals, the ones that are just getting drunk constantly and be like, why don't you stand up to Hitler? And they're like, we don't fucking care anymore.
What are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do? And then they blow it, then they sit down next to each other and blow their brains out. There's a lot of suicide. Remember the scene where the guy's walking down the hallway and everyone's talking about, like, down the lane, not across the road, and you drink this much poison and shoot yourself here because if you shoot yourself here, you know, like, yeah. Fucking insane.
Yeah, this was fucking...
What about when the doctor walks into the hospital?
All the old people?
All the old sick people?
Yeah, pretty much. It took all the young people that maybe could survive and just left all the old people to die alone.
What about before he crosses the bridge, the German soldier's like, that's the end of Germany, and he points to the tank barrel, like, anything beyond that is Ruski territory. Like, this tank is the only thing between you and the Russians right now.
Whatever, all the acting is fucking perfect. The cinematography was great.
So good.
The effects.
Like,
Like, it wasn't super CG like you see now. It was like...
But it was a lot of people... It reminds me of old movies where it was a lot of people in a room talking.
Hmm.
But the conversation was so intense and that's engaging.
This movie's 2.5 hours, and I was telling you, I'm like, it's pace.
It's pacing is perfect. Because
you're interested in what the fuck's happening.
Every time you start to, like, lull out, it switches to a new character dealing with an insane situation where you're just like, wait, what?
See, I honestly never felt a lull out moment watching this. I'm watching this movie being like, fuck. Like,
dude, Feeligan's story?
Which one was he?
Coke.
Oh, fuck. What was
Ava Braun's brother? Stepbrother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A brother-in-law. He pretty much got called a deserter. So the last scene you see him in, he's in a room with, like, I assume a prostitute.
Yeah, he's banging chicks, doing coke on the table, booze.
Morphine stuff.
So they're like, these Nazis run in and they're like, we gotta court martial you, and they drag him outside, and then they all stop and they cock their machine guns, and he realizes what's going on and tries to button his Heil Hitler! And dies.
You think he was doing that as a desperation that they wouldn't shoot him, or
no?
You think he was going with honor?
He's an officer.
Honor?
No, he was going Hitler with honor. Armor. No, you have to understand. I want to show you a scene from Band of Brothers after this. It doesn't. You salute the uniform,
yeah,
not the man. You know what I mean? So, like, him just, I'm an officer, and just. You know, he was going out as he was. Like, regardless of what army he fought. That's like me saying I'm an American officer. And you know, it's the same thing, you know? Like, Ave Caesar or something. You know, it's the same thing. Like, you go out as an officer. It's an honor thing. It's why back in the day in the Revolutionary War, it was considered disgusting to kill officers. Because they used to be super honorable people. Now you got... You know, modern day.
Even in this movie, they make fun of them, like Academy Boys.
Yeah, the Academy Boys. You learned how to use all a it is fork now. And a knife. You've never been on the battlefield. I didn't go to the Academy and I conquered Europe. It's like, damn, Hitler, that's actually correct. Fuck. Shit. You're just a normal guy.
But overall, fuck old Germany. Nazi Germany, I should say.
No, don't fuck all of Nazi Germany. Fuck Hitler. How about that? Hitler.
All right. But fuck Russia.
Yeah, fuck. That's the major overarching story of this. Is Russia fuck went hard. Russia.
And it was. I don't even think it was for them to save anybody. I think it was just their excuse to.
We get under. Like, the Russian army was mass conscripts, right? Just farmers. Here's a machine gun. Go fight. 5 years into the war, it's like, I'm just going to rape people because fuck it.
Kind of like, did Genghis Khan do that?
Yep. There's actually a famous story about a female, like, because Russian army didn't do gender bullshit.
Mm.
So this one lady had survived for like 5 years and wound up like in charge of like a platoon or something like that. And her platoon started like raping a village, and she killed every single one of the guys in her thing and then got executed for it.
Pretty badass.
But her thing was like, we're soldiers. We're not here to rape. And then they were like, but, yo, our guys deserve to rape. And it's just like, what the fuck, Russian army?
Yeah.
God damn it.
So I think overall, Russia's been the bad guys from the beginning.
No.
I honestly think if we should have took down the communism back in the
day. Well, talk to General Patton. Oh, wait, they killed him.
Just imagine if we did.
General Patton.
What would be happening right now in
General
the world?
Patton wanted to negotiate with the Nazis, invade Russia, and nuke China. That was his plan. Imagine. I'm not saying negotiate with Nazis, but I'm just saying invade Russia, nuke China. Imagine if we had done that. We wouldn't be here right now. I mean, we'd be in probably a fucking Fallout universe.
I don't think so.
Well, with the unrestricted technology of like 1950s, like keep up with the Joneses kind of lifestyle where people didn't give a shit, like Jim Crow laws and stuff like that. It would have gotten pretty crazy. I think I don't think the 60s would have happened in the 60s. 60s probably would have happened in the 80s.
In technology would have.
Technology would have boomed because it would have been unrestricted science. Mm. The only thing that's keeping us from going to the moon right now is red tape, a.k.a. corporations.
No, I think the government's been holding back technology from the 50s.
No, we've been slowly siphoning funds from NASA into super PACs.
They definitely have way more technology.
They do.
We're going to talk about
this later.
Check out the podcast. But yes,
I love how this movie, like, I love this movie. I'm glad you love it too. But
it's going to be called Der Underbung and the History of World War II.
Not even the history the of World War II. The end of World War II. Or not even, but it should be called.
And Hitler's End.
It should be called Der Untergang and Chris and Chad talk. Or Der Untergang and Slants on World War II or something like that, you know? Or like, you know? Because we didn't exactly give a history of World War II. Okay. Ava Braun. What do you think of her character?
The
real life, the portrayal of Ava Braun, let's say that's how it was in real life.
Which one was she?
Hitler's wife.
All right.
How do you feel about Hitler's wife?
I think she
victim or 100% a part of it?
I think a victim. I think she was fucking just way overwhelmed and everything. And she's just like, how could it be wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I feel like a lot of the Nazis were like. We're doing this. How could this be the bad thing?
But it's not even that. It's how could be the bad thing? We were right all the way up until right now. We had won every single battle up until now.
But that's where every Nazi soldier and everything was like, are we the bad guys? I think at that point it was like, why are they fighting us so
it's
hard?
It's not even are we the bad guys. It's, oh my God, why are we losing? We were winning for like 4 years in a row.
Yeah. I like to think some of them are why we're the bad guys.
No, there's no such thing as good and bad in politics, bro. It's all... Also, do you like how that instead of saying politics, they say politique?
But anyway, this is definitely a movie they should show in schools.
I would show this over Schindler's, 100%. Schindler's List is like a bullshit made-up propaganda story. I mean, yeah, sure, Schindler existed.
It's a great movie, though.
Schindler did exist, and he did save some Jews from a concentration camp. But this movie...
If you want to know how it went down...
This movie will explain to you the mindset of Hitler and the...
Show this, then show Saving Private Ryan. Or show Saving Private Ryan first, then this.
And then show them Black Hawk Down, just to really fuck with them.
You're deaf!
Remember when he's like trying to grab the guy's artery as it like...
The scene that gets me in that is when the father and son get like...
Oh, when the son shoots the father by accident. Yeah.
Ugh. But what do you think the most fucked up scene was in this movie?
Dude, when Goebbels' wife drugged and murdered all her children in a very slow and deliberate manner.
The worst thing about the scene is they were giving the kids a concoction of making them be able to fall asleep.
Yeah, they were going to give them knockout drugs.
But the oldest daughter,
Helga,
saw through. One of the only names I remember in this movie.
Well, they say it like four times.
Yeah. No, but Helga was like, no, I don't want this. So they basically held her mouth shut and made her drink
and forced the concoction. Yeah. And she got double the amount of everyone else.
Yeah, she finished it.
So she was out. And then Goebbels' wife comes in and she puts a cyanide capsule in
each kid's mouth.
And then you watch each child.
I hate it because every child would go...
You watch all six of them, one after another, die.
As she pulls the blankets over the head, and all that's showing is their feet at the end of it.
There's a photo of that room in the bunker where you can see all six children dead. So that's real.
Yeah.
And it's really fucked up. And I'm actually getting sad thinking about it now. God damn it.
This scene, as a father...
It's not a good scene.
I don't think,
man,
I could ever do that.
This is the scene. Remember when we started this movie? I was like, there's one scene where I'm like, I don't. Yeah, that's the scene I can't picture killing your own kid. I can't
picture killing a kid in general.
For an ideology?
Yeah.
You know, for something you believe in?
Scientology and stuff.
We're getting sad. We're tearing up a little bit, ain't we? Woo! So what's your fucked up scene?
That's probably my more fucked up scene, but... A fucked up scene in the minds of the Nazis, you could say, is there's the scene where Hitler and his wife tell everybody to get out.
Oh, yeah.
They have the cyanide capsules and they kill themselves. And then you hear the gunshot. So after that, you just see the soldiers carrying the bodies up.
Yeah.
And... Fuck you, that fucking kid scene.
That scene.
Fucked me, man.
Sorry, man.
No, but you see him going up, and then they bring the bodies outside. I like how one of the soldiers is like, it's done, whatever.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. We lost.
So they put
das
the bodies
kaput.
And they're desperately trying to pour the gasoline on Hitler's body, and all of a sudden some bombs drop. They
quickly throw the paper
and
run
just
back.
Run out. It's just like, I can't imagine anybody being that, like, I feel, not to sound like a Like, imagine if Trump was
a Hitler, fucking, like they say he was.
That's what would happen with him, with the amount of people that love him. You know what I mean?
Okay, now that you've seen this movie, do you get why I used to get really mad when people would say Trump is literally Hitler?
No, Trump is a money man. He knows what the money is.
Trump's a politician. That's all it is. But like to sit there and go,
I don't think he would ever kill people.
But do you understand what I mean by when people say so-and-so is literally, you don't get what the term literally Hitler means. A woman killed her children for him. Like, you don't get what literally Hitler means. Like, I love showing this movie to people because they're like, oh God, I didn't realize it was like that.
And it's even, I take it back, the most fucked up scene is when the kid, there's the explosion. The kid wakes up in like the
crater. Oh, yeah.
And he sees like hands blown apart. Then he looks over and he sees like a face cut from like here, like that, just on the ground. And he freaks out and runs away.
What about?
Then he goes to his family and finally meets up with them.
And they're happy that he's home.
And then they fucking kill themselves. And then they kill themselves or they get murdered?
They get murdered by the guy with the fucking hat. The dad gets hung and the mom's beaten to death. That's that little kid's story.
So yeah, let's hope America never goes to that.
I mean, we saw Detroit, we saw Ferguson, we saw.
Well, we'll
save close. It's close.
It's a big fear of mine, and we'll save that for the podcast. But
they're really pushing for it.
Overall,
10 out of 10, straight up.
Yeah,
10 out of 10. This is my favorite movie of all time.
Like, we joke about saying the perfect movie on this channel certain times, but this is.
No, I was right.
I said Evil Dead 2 is a perfect movie.
I'll agree to that.
All right.
I'll say it's perfect for what it is. Like, it's perfect.
I feel like this is perfect in every genre.
Yes, this is a horror movie.
That's for comedy.
No, there were some pretty funny
scenes. I did not laugh at any of those.
Oh, come on. You laughed at a couple scenes. There were a couple fucking funny scenes.
I don't want to laugh at them.
No, that you're not supposed to. My main complaint about this movie is how they shoot, like, at the very end when the woman who survived it basically comes out and apologizes for not knowing about the Holocaust. But it's, and while she's apologizing for not knowing about the Holocaust, she's like, how was I fucking supposed to know the internet didn't exist yet?
To be fair, imagine supporting somebody so much and finding out they were doing all that stuff. That guilt you would have on you.
Well, I mean, it's like being an Obama supporter and a Biden supporter or a Bush supporter.
Or a Trump supporter.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you support a politician and it turns out they're all evil? Mm. Whoa, who saw that coming? Which is why... See, no. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Was there even a soundtrack?
It was very
like
minimal.
Orchestral strings, but most of it was just people screaming and crying in a bunker.
Yeah.
A lot of screaming, a lot of crying, a lot of suicide.
Yeah, this movie, I wasn't such a man. After
Man
Quest.
What about Blondie?
No, this movie made us tear.
What about the Blondie scene? The dog?
Oh yeah, fuck that. They fucking put a cyanide capsule in the dog's mouth and make him chew it.
To test if it worked. And Blondie was a she. Come on,
yeah.
Learn your Hitler.
Watch this movie.
I love it. It's my favorite movie. I love it. I fucking...
It's probably one of the best historical movies, hopefully, until...
I make one?
No, fucking...
Norseman?
No, Frenchman.
Oh,
Napoleon.
The Joaquin Phoenix Napoleon. Yeah, I'm kind of looking
forward
to that.
That better be good.
It better be good.